always sing the praises of the amazing tracks we can conveniently reach from here in Eugene, one of my longtime faves close by in Monroe, Diamond Woods. Our next guest, more than just your proprietor, it's his course. We welcome in Jeff Doyle. Jeff, been a long time. Thanks for joining us. How are things?
Good, Steve. How are you doing?
All is well. For folks who visit your website, diamondwoods.com, there's that great story of how first you got to click on the story of the course link, and then we get a tutorial from your wife, Liz. So for folks who aren't familiar, how did this all come to be? Because this was not a case of a corporation constructing another golf course. This was really a personal family commitment, wasn't it?
Yes, my younger brother Greg and I, growing up, we were kind of, there's seven of us kids in the Doyle family, grew up in Junction City, but Greg and I especially were kind of joined at the hip playing, you know, all the different games, wiffle ball, basketball, you know, street football, all that stuff. Golf season, we try and make a little golf course in our backyard and that type of thing, and so we always kind of wanted to do something like that, sports. And, as life progressed, it turned out that it was something we could do.
Also, the track itself is really unique. I always say it's got a personality of its own. What led you all to pick that particular plot of land to build Diamond Woods on?
Yeah, actually, that was... I had got a cup of coffee with the Cardinals in the major leagues and made a little money, and then went to Japan and made a little bit of more money. And I ended up, it was the land that was available. It was 160 acres, and I ran Greg by and I asked him if that was something that was sufficient for a golf course. And he told me it was. We ended up buying another 8 acres to just an area we thought we needed, but it was just simply the land was for sale and it was in our area. And as it turned out, I loved the piece of the property. I mean, really, we have, you know, you've played out here, Steve, two really unique nines.
Yep.
The golf course is everything that we ever wanted in a golf course. I know that when we had the Nationwide, we had like 7 or 8 years where when the Nationwide was at Shadow Hills, we'd have the Nationwide qualifier out here and get to see the really, you know, top pros in the area and actually a lot of traveling pros play. And we know that they never had to do anything, grow the rough long or do anything, trick it up or anything like that. The course just played where, 14 out of 140, I think, is what they ended up qualifying for. And we would tell those guys after a couple of years, hey, don't get discouraged if you're just shooting around par, because that's usually what gets in. And it was fun. But still seeing some of the very best players. I know Webb Simpson was like in our last year here, shot a 64, one off our course record, which was Matt Jones, another PGA pro from Australia. So the really good players can still take it apart. But we really love the golf course.
Yeah, I shoot 64, then I usually step up to the 14th tee.
I'm right there with you, Steve.
We're talking with Jeff Doyle of Diamond Woods. You know, along those lines, I know you've got a lot of regulars and members, but how common is it to come across people from well outside the area? You know, golfers who make the rounds during the spring and summer are avid fanatics about the game, and, you know, from points far, always make it a point to play your course.
Yeah, the summertime, that's when that happens, and when we always enjoy that. I had a golf pro last year tell us it was the best golf course he'd never heard of, and I like that. I always like those comments because where we're at, it's not a huge marketplace, but we keep it pretty simple. Like to make the course nice and keep the price, within people's range there. But Yeah, it is fun. And one of the fun things about the golf business is getting to see the different people that come through.
You know, I've been asked to some people to describe your course, and it's a tough call because, you know, it plays more than 7,000 yards from the tips. It's got a unique contour. How would you answer that question if somebody said, so what kind of design is Diamond Woods?
Yeah, the my brother would probably get mad at me for saying this, but he said he wanted a course that he'd enjoy playing the rest of his life. Now he's a scratch golfer, and he also was worked on two other golf courses before that, helped build that Trysting Tree and a Pumpkin Ridge, and I think he just there's some draw holes, there's some holes where you have to hit a fade. The back nine has kind of the trees and the elevation stuff. It's whereas the front nine is more flat and forced carries. I'm not great at describing it myself.
That was good. No, that made perfect sense. Well, to a golfer, at least. Now, in recent years, you've added different amenities. You've done some construction. And while, you know, most still jump in their car, play around, have a bite, and leave, what can you tell us about the stay-and-play aspect, you know, how long that's been available and all that's about?
Yeah, that was about 9 years ago we started that, and it's one of those things where the golf business has kind of been down since 2008, but that business has just kind of steadily grown a little bit. It's the place is a it's 6,000 square feet, has four separate, I guess you'd call them master suites. We originally thought it was going to be where we would have an innkeeper there and cook breakfast, but we found out that's really not the market for it. It's more of a rent a lodge, get a group of people together and rent that. And we ran for $350 during the week and $500 on the weekends. And so if you get eight or ten guys together, and it's a pretty decent, it's a very nice place to stay. If you look on the website, it's a very nice place. We do a lot of other things up there as well. There's different events that
yep.
that like to go up there. So it's not really my cup of tea. Liz handles that more, and we've got a really good Linda Nelson is our in manager. She does a great job up there, and I just pretty much try and stay out of their way.
Good job relying on the right people.
Yeah.
We're talking with Jeff Doyle of Diamond Woods. Online, by the way, learn a bunch, diamondwoods.com. Book tee times, get rates. As far as instruction, what could you tell us about who's doing the teaching, what's available as far as individuals, groups to either, you know, take up the game or, for most of us, fine-tune?
Yep. John Yacobellis is the director of instruction out here, and he's been doing that for a long time in California and moved up here. He does different, whether it's clinics or group things or individual things. That he actually does a really good job. I sometimes lessons are not always. You get a lot of information, but to actually apply it and make it better can be a challenge. And I think John does a good job of getting people so they actually get better. I know one of the things that, because I wasn't a golfer when we started this, one of the things that we do now for everybody that plays golf out here is we include the range balls, because I guess for me, I've found that if I don't get to hit range balls regularly enough, I just kind of stay at a static level. It's a thing that I think is, you have to play, but you actually have to practice as well.
Yeah, I wish I had enough time to practice, because it's becoming slimmer and slimmer that I'm going to win that Masters green jacket.
Yeah.
Lastly, rather than, I've asked you a lot of things, what have I not asked if I told you to put on your marketing hat and talk to folks who've maybe never had the pleasure of visiting and playing your course? What would you tell them about making the short jaunt from our listening audience to a territorial highway in Monroe?
Well, again, it's, you know, this isn't really my cup of tea either. We really keep it pretty simple. We try and make the golf course. I mean, we started a couple of things, and it's kind of a more of a national trend where you take care of your areas where people hit the ball better, fairways and the greens and the roughs. We've kind of stopped watering the roughs after a certain time. That saves us a little money. We've been able to lower our costs as well. I mean, we really want to provide a full golf experience for people at a reasonable price. And that's really as simple and as basic as we try and do. And I think if you look at our rates and actually, you know, spend the time coming out here, I think you'll agree. We especially, like, this was a long winter. We had a lot of rain. And one of the things that last year we started the sanding of the fairways. Basically, you plug and sand them like you do the greens. And this year was still too early and way too wet. We haven't got enough down. But we hope in a few years that, these Oregon shoulder seasons, that we have a very playable course for a longer period of time. We've seen that works at some other area courses, and that's one of our goals moving forward is to do that.
Awesome. It's a dynamite track. It's always great catching up with you, Jeff. And like I said, we're here in May. Look forward to coming out and seeing you in person. Again, learn everything you need to know at diamondwoods.com. If you haven't, get out there and play. You will thank us. Jeff, always great catching up with you. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Steve.